You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, you guys, welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm just going to get right into it today. Today, we're going to be talking about women who light the torches for the angry mobs of men. What that really means is we're going to be talking about the women who will turn against their sisters because they seek male validation. We're going to really, really discuss that today. The patriarchy banks that women will discredit other women and that they will partake in the witch hunt. That's what the patriarchy banks on. The patriarchy banks that women will be so desperate for male validation that they will turn on other women so that they can receive the validation of the masses of men, of the masses of weak men. Weak women who have not yet had the birth and the resurgence of the divine feminine within them, desire to be validated by the weak men in our society. And weak women who are not in their divine feminine are out of their power and cannot speak their truth because they are so desperate for validation. They're so desperate to prove that they're a good woman, that they are good, that they can be received by men. Look, I support men too. Please accept me, validate me. Look, I support men. I don't just believe women because they're women. I believe men too. So weak women are looking for male validation. That's really the basis of it. And those types of women will turn against their sisters and be quick to vilify a woman if it means that she will gain acceptance from men. Strong women, powerful women, will stay in their truth even when everyone else in the room is caught up in the lie. Okay? So let's get clear on that. The witch hunts, let's just talk about the witch hunts. Witch hunts. And I know that, people kind of say it's woo-woo to talk about the witch hunts, but let's really talk about it, right? Like, it's woo-woo because of the patriarchy and nobody wants to talk about it. And it's seen as this like dramatic thing to talk about. But let's really think about that. What were the witch hunts and how is that energy still alive today? The witch hunts were trials. They were humiliation and intimidation rituals where weak men could burn alive women that they believed were powerful. What they were really doing is burning the divine feminine. The divine masculine supports and protects the divine feminine. Weak men are afraid of it. So what were the witch trials? The witch trials were trials where women who were connected, who were powerful, who were strong, who were just intelligent, who had connection to the earth, connection to spirituality, who had opinions, just women who had opinions, women who had opinions could be burned alive just by hearsay from a man. But do you know what's very important in this? Is that there were women in those crowds too. And both energies exist. The women looking for validation from the crowd and the men who are hunting down powerful women, who are intimidating women, who are trying to put women in their place, who are trying to keep us on our feet, on our knees, I mean. They're trying to keep us on our knees. They're trying to push us down. So this is what the witch trials were seeking to accomplish. It was an intimidation factor, because weak men are intimidated by women in their truth. So the witch trials were for weak men to burn alive any woman that intimidated them. That's the essentials of it. Any woman that intimidated them, and only weak men are intimidated by powerful women, weak men could burn them alive. But they can only burn them alive with the help of weak women. The weak women in the crowd who were calling for her to be burned, who were looking at her, vilifying her. An innocent woman up on a stake being burned alive. And the other women, the pick-me girls, right? The pick-me girls, we still see that energy today. It's actually very alive and well after recent events. We can see how alive pick-me girls really are. But it's not about the individual girls. It's about the energy that is still alive. The energy of women willing to completely forego their truth, their knowing, their solidarity with their sisters in exchange for validation from weak men. And then the energy of men, weak men, who do not want to be held accountable, which is what the divine feminine does. The divine feminine holds the divine masculine accountable. But in the harmony of the divine masculine actually desires to be held accountable. He actually desires her input. He desires her correction so he can show up stronger. But weak men do not want the correction, the truth of the divine feminine, because they don't want to be held accountable. They want to continue on in their weak ways. Okay, so that is the dynamic that's happening. Actually, that dynamic isn't happening, but the other dynamic that's happening is weak women willing to forego their truth and their divine femininity for the validation of the masses. We will never get to a point where the masses are actually rooted in truth until the women stop desiring validation from the lies. We'll never get there until then. So, let's really dive in to this Amber Heard situation. I'm going to give women the benefit of the doubt right here and say that women are looking to be good. They're looking to be good. And the mainstream media, because it's being paid off, just look it up, is pushing a narrative that Amber Heard is a monster. She's the abuser. She's a liar. So that's what's being pushed by mainstream media. And women who are not in their power, they want to be good. Women who still desire male validation, they want to be good, right? They want to be good. First of all, to be in your divine feminine, you have to completely kill the part of you that's desiring to be good, the good girl. But a lot of women still want to be the good girl. So this is me giving women the benefit of the doubt. So you want to be the good girl, right? And what you really want is you're excited to show men that you don't just side with women because they're women. You don't just side with women because, you know, she's like me. I can really side with the truth. I'm going to be a woman who sides, you know, I can side with men sometimes. I'm not just an angry woman who just blindly sides with women. You know, sometimes I can side with men. And a lot of women are really excited to just prove that they're about equality. You know, I'm going to show men that I'm anti Amber Heard. I'm anti an abuser, which is what they're saying, right? I'm anti an abuser, and I support men too. Right? So that's the area where a lot of women, that's the benefit of the doubt, where a lot of women are coming from. They just want to show, hey, I support equality as well. You know, I am not just going to side with her because she's a woman. I'm going to side with, you know, the victim. You know, I support male victims too. Right? Okay. So, wounded women are quick to try to prove that. Wounded women are quick to try to prove that because what they're looking for is male validation. Believe me, I support male victims of domestic violence more than men. This case is not about domestic violence. Get that straight. This is not a case about domestic violence. This is a case where women can be shown that they can be controlled and silenced. This is a case where men can come out in this mob and witch hunt mentality, which is why so much of this case is being streamed and talked about publicly. It's a case where men can go back into that mentality. They feel they've been wronged by the Me Too movement, by really what they feel they've been wronged by. It's the same thing with the witch hunts. Women speaking their truth, women in their power. They feel like they're, you know, that's threatening to them. And so they're excited. They're frothing at the mouth. They're hard as fuck to vilify and get their torches up and go and burn and stone this woman. Because all of their hatred towards women can be channeled to her. All of my hatred, not mine, but this is from a man's perspective, towards other women, towards women, you know, those fucking bitches, those cunts, they're always lying on us. They're always saying shit that's not true. They're always vilifying us. They want revenge. This was a case to put women in their place. And it was a case about revenge because the facts, they prove that Amber Heard was the victim. Johnny Depp is a misogynistic, violent, abusive man. He raped her. He sexually violated her. He abused her and he admitted it on tape. And it's so funny because let's really just talk about the facts. Everyone's up in arms about this video where Amber Heard admitted to hitting him. First of all, stop having opinions on reactive abuse. It's called reactive to abuse. She is reacting to abuse, okay? But that's the one thing that everyone's focusing on. They're focusing on her in a video saying that she hit him. What about the videos where he said he hit her? What about those videos? This is your king? This is your king? This is your innocent angel king? No. No. What about the video where he admitted to hitting her in the head, to headbutting her and bruising her head? Yeah, he admitted that on video. What about the video where she says, you're beating the shit out of me, and he doesn't deny it? What about the video where she's on the floor and she says, I was on the floor and you were still beating me and kicking me and punching me and you were hitting me even when I was down, and he didn't deny it? What about those videos? What about the video where he admitted to hitting her in the face? Those were all submitted in the trial. I would really like every woman to go to the TikTok page, Justice for Amber Heard. It just has clips of the trial that are not being shown in mainstream media. Why? Because mainstream media is being paid off to vilify a woman. Be very clear, this was not an abuse case. This wasn't even a defamation case. This was a humiliation ritual and it was an intimidation factor for women. And if you think that this is not all connected, you are very, very lost. You are very, very lost. Let's talk about the fact that she left him, that she filed for divorce and got a restraining order. Let me tell you, I've tried to get a restraining order. They're very hard to get. Let's talk about the fact that he was found guilty of abuse in the court, in a higher court than this one. He was found guilty of 12 out of 14 counts of abuse. Let's talk about the fact that he said he wanted to murder, burn, and fuck her dead corpse. That's your king. That's your fucking king. That's your king. No. No. The issue here is that a lot of women are frothing at the mouth as well. They're frothing at the mouth to prove to men equality. I support you too. What about Michael Jackson? If you want to talk about men who are abusers, and it's not just you siding with powerful men, right? Because her op-ed was about, I accused a powerful man of sexual violence and I was dragged through the mud. So if you're not one of those people who just sides with powerful men, what about Michael Jackson? I support the victims of Michael Jackson's abuse. Do you? Or do you just froth at the mouth to support powerful men and go with the masses? Do you just go with the masses? Are you brainwashed or do you actually have a spine? Can you stand up for the truth even when everyone else in the room is against you? Can you do that? Are you a powerful woman or not? Are you just hungry to strengthen your sister wound? Do you have some sort of idea? You know, some women are liars. You know, some women are bad. Some women do this and that. And, you know, you have this kind of internalized hatred towards other women. The truth is, yeah, a extremely small 1%, not even, of women lie. And I would say it's even smaller than that. For example, she, Amber Heard, did not lie. You're hearing the mainstream media just say, Amber Heard lied. She couldn't keep up with her lies. And you're just eating that. But ask yourself, why? Why am I eating that? Why? Why am I eating that? Why am I eating it up? Why am I so quick to vilify a woman? Understand that our society desires to vilify women. Understand that this is a response to women in their power. Understand that this is a response to the divine feminine. This is a response to the resurgence of the divine feminine. Women finding their voice, this is a response to that. Understand that. This is a response. This is an intimidation factor, and it's working. I'm intimidated. I'm now worried. Can I even talk about abuse? Can I talk about the abuse I've been through? Or can someone sue me? And it's hard to prove. It's really hard to prove. Thank God Amber at the very least had videos of him admitting it. But it's really hard to prove abuse because it's personal. It happens intimately in your bedroom. And on top of that, the desire to intimidate women is not just happening with this. Look at Roe v. Wade. It's being overturned. And look at Texas, where they are now allowing random people to sue women who are being abused. Sorry. They're allowing women, random people, to sue women who have had an abortion. If you think that the energy of the witch trials is not coming back, you are very mistaken. You are very mistaken. What they're doing is they're doing an intimidation factor for women right now. They're intimidating us. And the saddest part is that women are joining in. That's the sad.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Part. This is what this episode is about. Were you excited? Like, actually go into your shadows. Were you excited to prove to the masses of men that, you know, you believe men too? If you believe men too, actually start believing men who are abused. Usually that's by other men. And when men speak about it, other men shame them. Even Terry Crews. Let's talk about Terry Crews. Everyone was laughing at Terry Crews. Everyone was telling him to shut the fuck up and he's so weak and he's a pussy, because he was talking about the abuse, the sexual abuse that he faced. Were men supporting him? No. Do you know why? Because most victims of abuse that are men, the perpetrators are men. Can you stand up for those men? Or are you just cherry picking this case? And if you are, ask yourself why. I saw an Instagram post that I'm gonna read because it's really, really important right now. And what it said that abuse is not entertainment. And what we should really be asking is, why was this trial made open to public and who does it serve? And what ways is this whole trial committed to furthering the marginalization of women? Many people have chosen to rally around this case, but in their own communities, they remain quiet about abusers and abuse of every form. Ask yourself, how does the celebrity of the two people involved make me feel safe from any real cause of solidarity or community accountability? In what ways have I chosen to be vocal about this, even if it is only among my friends, but have lacked the same conviction in interpersonal dynamics? And what does this say about how I show up when there is risk, an actual ask for me to embody my moral code? Now that last part is really fucking important. What does this say? So I'm gonna make it even clearer. What does you jumping on the bandwagon and supporting an abusive man and calling him a victim and vilifying a woman who has actually been abused based on the evidence, but it's not popular? What does this say about how you show up when there is a risk, an actual ask for me to embody my moral code? What does that say? Because for me, I know that I will embody my moral code until my last breath. Even when there's an actual risk. For example, this right now. So I'm going to read it again. What does this say about how I show up when there is risk, an actual ask for me to embody my moral code? My moral code is I stand with victims of abuse every time. victims of abuse. I don't care if that's a man. I don't care if that's a woman. I don't care if that's a non-binary person. I don't care who the fuck it is. I stand with victims of abuse. And another thing, I stand with women. That doesn't mean that if a woman is a perpetrator of abuse, I will not call that out. I will. But what's happening right now is a witch trial and a humiliation ritual for a woman who is innocent and a woman who is actually a victim. A woman who has been raped and her name dragged through the mud because men are angry. They are angry. What does it say about you? How quick you are to vilify another woman? Because the truth is, less than 1% of women actually lie about abuse. So why are you so quick to vilify a woman? That's what I want you to ask yourself. Why am I so quick? What part of me? And actually get honest. The only way that we can grow is if we're actually being honest. What part of me craves validation? What part of me is susceptible to mob mentality? What part of me cannot actually embody my moral code, but instead I go with whatever is popular, with whoever. This is cancel culture, right? They reversed it to trick us, right? Oh, it's cancel culture of Johnny. No, this is cancel culture. A woman who is innocent being dragged through the mud. And I also want you to ask yourself, what does this say about how I view victims? Because the truth is, the majority of victims are not perfect victims. Some victims fight back. That does not mean that there's not a perpetrator and a victim. It means that in a moment, she might hit him back. The abuse might be too much, that she might hit him back. What does that say about you? That you will vilify a victim because she's not perfect. I don't think Amber Heard is perfect, but she doesn't have to be perfect to be a victim. She doesn't have to be perfect to be abused. And I'm not going to make it that way. I'm not going to drag her and shame her and vilify her and side with her abuser because it's popular. I'm not going to do that because I have morals. I'm in my power. I know my truth. And I stand for the truth. I stand for liberation. I don't stand for all of this delusion. I'm not easily manipulated. Are you? Are you? Are you? Or can you stand up when it's not popular? Ask yourself, what part of me doesn't want to stand up against this? I'll tell you, even myself, I received death threats when I was speaking about this on my story. People made appointments on my website with the name Kill You. It's not popular to stand up for the truth ever. You know why? Because most people are caught up in the lie. But the only way that the truth will become popular is if people have the courage to stand up for it and to not be manipulated and to actually be a woman in her power. But to be a woman in your power, you have to identify the parts of you that feed off of the parts of you that are disempowered. What that really means is, what payoff do I get from not being in my power? For example, the payoff that your shadows get from this, for example, for you saying, you know, Amber Heard is a disgusting monster and going in with his rhetoric, the payoff that you get is male validation. The payoff that you get is safety because you're in the popular crowd. That's the payoff that you get. Maybe you have actually even deeper wounds where you have this sister wound where you maybe think, you know, some women are vindictive liars. Some women are like this. A lot of women, you know, they just want to bring men down. That's called a sister wound because it's not true. It's not true. So does that get paid off? Do you have that? Do you get a payoff of saying, you know, of that part of you, that shadow, that wounded part gets fed when you can participate in these humiliation rituals? If you don't think that this was a humiliation ritual, you are very wrong. There's a reason why this was televised like this. And there's a reason why men who have never in their life spoken about domestic violence are very invested in this case, because it's not about domestic violence, because he's not a victim of domestic violence. It's about telling women to shut the fuck up. And it's about telling women to stay in their place. Wounded men want women on their knees. This trial is an attempt to keep us there. And what I'm talking about in this episode is how sad it is to see other women partaking in it. You know, it's sad. It really is. It really just disheartens me to see how quick women are to turn against one another, and to because they want male validation so bad. We have to heal it. We have to heal it, ladies. And I understand it. You know, I understand it. You know, we're raised in this conditioning that makes us want to, it makes us feel like we need male validation to live. Until you break out of that, you're never going to be free. You're never going to be in your power. And that's just, you know, the basic truth of it. I saw, you know, some wounded women. They're in my, you know, messages and whatever, and they're saying, you know, this isn't what you stand for. You don't know me then. You don't fucking know me then. Because one thing about me, I'm going to stand up for the truth even when it's unpopular. And I'm going to stand up for women who are being victimized and shamed. That is what I stand for. I stand for the liberation of women. People are like, Amber Heard is, you know, basically what they're saying is she's an imperfect victim. You know, she is mentally ill. She is whatever. She hit Johnny Depp back. Okay. And what about it? You can still be a victim of abuse and experience reaction to abuse. It's called reactive abuse, but there's no such thing as mutual abuse. There's one perpetrator and one victim. There's one person with the power dynamics and one victim. Because she's not a perfect victim, you guys want to vilify her, and I'm not with that. One thing about me, and I've been this way since the moment I was born. I'm going to stand up for the truth even when it's unpopular. So expect that from me. If you want to be lost in a lie, this isn't the place for you. I'm for the liberation of women. This is the intimidation and the shaming of women. The sad part is her article rings even more true now than it did a few years ago when she wrote it. She, as a victim of sexual and physical violence and emotional violence, was shamed and dragged through the mud because she spoke out about it. And that rings even more true today. And this does have an implication for all women. They have just set a new precedent that men can sue us for us speaking about our stories. They're trying to silence the feminine. Understand that. And they're doing it successfully, especially with the help of women. It's the same thing with Roe v. Wade. They're trying to control, silence, and keep women on their knees. And even with that, women are helping. Not as much as this, but women are still helping. They're trying to intimidate us. Please see through the delusion, please. And start looking at your shadows. The only way to move through this is if you look at your shadows. because our shadows are the parts of us that are really embedded into us that crave these darker things. They crave the validation of wounded men. They can't stand up for the truth. They're afraid of, you know, their power. They desire to be vengeful towards other women. What parts of you hate other women? What parts of you are still vengeful towards other women? What parts of you are holding on to that pain of that girl who bullied you when you were 14? Of that girl who stole your boyfriend when you were 15? Of that girl who fucked your man or left you as a best friend when you were 16? What part of you is still projecting that onto all women and wants revenge? Identify it. Sit with it. And move through that shit so that you can get into your power. I'm interested in women in their power. That's what I'm here for. I'm here in service to women. I am here in service to women. I'm going to continue to be here in service to women. So that is really today's episode. I am just so disheartened by seeing women so excited to prove that they stand for equality, you know, to men, aka they're just trying to prove that they are, you know, getting validation by wounded and weak men. You know, if you're a woman, I want you to read that post again or listen to my quote again that I said, you know, that I read, which was basically, how does talking about this case remove you from actual service in this field? If you genuinely care about victims of male domestic violence, victims who are men in domestic violence, where are you showing up for that in your life? Because the truth is, you probably don't care that much. You're just using this to gain validation. That's the truth. And the truth is, I actually care probably more than 90% of women who are talking about this case, who are supporting Johnny Depp, this violent, abusive, misogynistic man. Next month, he has another court case for beating the shit out of one of his crew members. This is a violent man, you guys. Like, this is a, look at his texts that he sent about Amber Heard. Are you kidding me? This is your king? Said he wants to, talking about her in the most misogynistic, disgusting ways. This is your king? No. It's not my king. Oh, ladies, gotta get it together, girls. But anyway, if you'd like to see, at the very least, another side, because all you've been fed from the media is anti-Amber Heard propaganda, because news outlets are getting paid for anti-Amber Heard propaganda, just look it up. If you'd like to see actual clips of her expressing her abuse in court, go to Justice for Amber Heard on TikTok. Justice for Amber Heard. Watch a few clips. Just watch a few clips. I dare you. So yeah, girls, let's just get it together. Let's please get it together, ladies. So we can, you know, not be in the most wounded position of our lives, please. And just understand that men banked on this. And look at the way, even on Twitter, look at the way that this is being spoken about. Just look at it with an unbiased perspective. An unbiased perspective. They are using this as a humiliation ritual to scare women. Look at the way they're talking about it. Men are coming out in the millions that have never once in their life spoken about domestic abuse because this is an easy case for them, because Johnny is not a victim of domestic abuse. They don't actually have to speak about male victims of domestic abuse. They never have and they never will, because that's not what they're doing right now. They're funneling all of their hatred towards women on Amber Heard. Stop being a part of it. See the truth, stand in the truth, and really just, you know, get it together, ladies, get it together. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you guys had an open mind. Please go check out actual information about her being a victim and actually do your research and stop just being fed anti-Amber Heard propaganda that has an agenda. The agenda is to silence and control women. The same thing that's going on with Roe v. Wade. They are trying to bring women to our knees. We got too loud. We got too powerful. We got too in our power with the Me Too movement. They want revenge. They want revenge. The same thing with Roe v. Wade in Texas. They're allowing random people to sue women. If your taxi driver hears you talking about the fact you got an abortion, he can sue you for getting an abortion. It has nothing to fucking do with him. It's an intimidation factor. They're trying to intimidate us. So stop being a part of it. Stop being a woman who lights the torches of the angry mobs of men. Thank you. All right. I will talk to you guys on Saturday. Love you guys so much. And signing off. Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.